At my brother.
Do I have that?
Mm-hmm. It's page 10. You're page 10 there. Not there.
Looks like this.
Got it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. You don't have yours?
Oh, yes, I have it. I'm sorry.
Page 10, right? Okay, good. We're on verse 47. Samyak Vijnanavan. Samyak Vijnanavan Yogi. Samyak Vijnanavan Yogi. Swatmanyeva kilam stitam, ekancha sarvam atmanam, ikshate jnana chakshusha, samyak vijnanavan yogi, swatmanyeva kilam stitam, ekancha sarvam atmanam, ikshate jnana chakshusha. Sandhi. Samyak. Vijnanavan. Yogi. Swatmani, eva, akilam, stitam, ekam cha, sarvam, atmanam, ikshate, jnana, chakshusha. Okay, let's look at the first line. Samyak Vijnanavan. Samyak means well or clearly or thoroughly. Like if you say something is samyak, like Sanskrit, it's well done. Samskrita, something which has been very well done. Here it's Samyak Vijnana. Start with that, Samyak Vijnana. Vijnana means knowledge, clear knowledge. Then, and earlier Swamiji, or I guess maybe it was Shankara, was talking about Vijnana as being that particular knowledge in reference to the teacher-student, the guru-sisha parampara, the gaining of this particular knowledge, atma-jnanam. But it can also mean the vijnanam, that knowledge which is direct and immediate, the vijnanam, the particular knowledge of atma-jnanam, which is direct, immediate knowledge. So the one who, we can take it like this, samyak vijnanavan, let's do van first, the vat affix, which is declinable, shows possession. So vijnana would mean samyak vijnana. Vijnana would be that one who has clear knowledge. Samyak vijnanavan, the one who has clear knowledge. That's nominative singular. The one whose knowledge, in English in translation, I'd say the one whose knowledge is thorough, is very clear. Samyak vijnanavan, nominative singular. Yogi. Yogi is the nominative singular from yogin, in-ending noun. I don't think we've done the in-ending sound. Yogin. So yogin, yogi is nominative singular. So the yogi, whose knowledge is very clear. Often the word yogi is meant for the one who has karma yoga. And what that means is that all of their senses are under control. Their mind and their senses are under control because of their karma yoga, which is that upaya nishta, means they're rooted in, their adhikaritvam is there. Their mind, they're able to control their mind and sense organs, shama, dhamma, upadati, tadiksha, that shamadhi, shatka, that is very well established for them. And the karma yoga attitude. So often that yogi is used in that sense, somebody who's is an adhikari. So the one who is a yogi, for whose knowledge is very clear, Samyak Vijnanavan Yogi. Okay, so you've got two things here. Take the yogi as the adhikari who has the viveka vairagya samadhi shatka mumukshutvam, so who's mature in their mature emotionally mature. And for that person whose knowledge is very clear, so you've got two nominatives there. Swatmani. From swa-atma. Swa-atma means one's own self. Okay? Swa-atmani. In one's own self. Before the substantive for atma is atman. Atmani is locative singular. So swa-atmani. In one's own self. Swa-atmani eva. In one's own self alone. Akilam. Everything. Akilam is like sarvam. All, everything. Akilam, everything. Stitam, abides. In oneself alone. You know, you have to understand the language here. If we say, like in the Bhagavad Gita, that the Atma is the Dehi. Okay? When we say, I'm the Dehi, we're looking at the indweller, the Atma that is indwelling this body. But then what you end up realizing is that this Dehi, this indweller of this body, is the indweller of the whole creation. Right? And so that means that this the one whose mind has the vairagya, if the mind doesn't have the vairagya and the adhikari, that adhikaritvam, it's hard to see the whole universe existing in you. Right? Because with the lack of vairagya, there's that jivatvam there, and I want this. Even the slightest bit of raga that you take to be real, you're sucked into the creation, right? I need this to be happy. So when that's the case, the mind is not in a state, mm-hmm. in that type of state that is enjoying the creation as being all beings in myself. You see what I'm saying? So that's why the yogi, right? So samyak vijnanavan, the one whose knowledge is thorough, who is a yogi, means who has that upayanishta, has the adhikaritvam, the mind is matured in knowledge, and for all of us, our mind continues, as we gain knowledge, our mind continues to own up that knowledge and mature in the knowledge. And that means that your mind, as the time goes on, is less and less pulled out into behaving like an ajnani, right? So that's the maturing process. So here, for one who's knowledge is thorough and who is a yogi, that person, swatmani, in one's own self alone, akilam asti, everything is abiding in one's own self alone. Now let's see the next line. Ekam cha sarvam, ekam means one, cha means and. Sarvam means all or everything. Atman, these are all now accusative singulars. Ekam, one. Sarvam, all. Atmanam, accusative singular, self. Ikshate, atmanepada. In the third person singular, that te. He sees. Who sees? Why do I say he? Because samyak vijnanavan yogi is the subject in this sentence. Okay? The yogi ikshate, the yogi sees, now we have that and there, and the yogi sees everything, sarvam, as ekam atmanam, as oneself. As one, in English you'd probably say, and the yogi sees sarvam, everything, ekam atmanam, as the oneself, as oneself alone. Or the yogi sees everything, sarvam, as the self, which is one. Or as the one self. You have to work with your translation. How you want to make that sound in English. And then you have to write a bhasha to make sure that everybody understands what you mean. Okay? Then,
where are you getting the alone?
I just added that. It's not there.
Okay.
Ekam, sarvam, atmanam, ikshate. Jnana Chakshusha, from Chakshusha is your instrumental singular. You haven't learned ascending nouns from Chakshus. Chakshusha is instrumental singular. By the chakshu, eye. Chakshu means eye. By the eye of knowledge, through, by means of the eye of knowledge. Hmm. That yogi sees everything as oneself.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So samyak vijnanavan yogi, the yogi whose knowledge is clear, sees everything as oneself alone, okay? As oneself, through the eye of knowledge. The yogi whose knowledge is clear. Okay, so the last line says, understanding that the yogi is the one we're talking about here, that one sees everything as oneself, as the oneself. By the eye of knowledge.
Is the eye metaphorical for all the senses?
No, the eye, which is knowledge.
Okay.
So the eye is being equated kind of metaphorically to knowledge. So you see what I mean? Like the third eye is the eye of knowledge. It's not the sense organs. Everybody see it?
So each of them is to see?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. The yogi sees through the eye of knowledge everything as the oneself. Ekam Atmanam, the oneself. Sarvam, everything. The yogi, samyak vijnanavan, who has clear knowledge, ichate, sees everything as oneself. Then up above it says, Swatmani eva akilam stitam. It just adds more about that. The yogi who has clear knowledge sees all beings, everything, abiding in the one self. Then it says he sees everything as the one self.
So sees is you have to take much the verb of
yeah.
the whole.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Because, see, look at how it goes. You've got samyak vijnanavan yogi. That's both two nominatives.
Mm-hmm.
So the yogi, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Samyak, who sees clearly.
Mm-hmm.
That yogi, he sees, ikshate,
mm-hmm.
how? Through the eye of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
jnana chakshusha. What does he see?
Mm-hmm.
Everything abiding in his self alone.
Mm-hmm.
Swatmani eva akilam stitam. Those are accusatives,
mm-hmm.
except for the Swatmani. But everything, akilam stittam, he sees everything
mm-hmm.
abiding, stittam,
mm-hmm.
Swatmani eva, in himself alone.
Mm-hmm.
And ekam cha, sarvam atmanam,
mm-hmm.
and everything
mm-hmm.
as the one self.
That's really nice because it's kind of like, it's almost like the subject, object, and then the total, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
First you see, all of this is in me,
yeah.
and then you see, all of this is me.
Yeah.
So it's very thorough, right? Everybody see?
Mm.
Let's chant it. Samyak vijnanavan yogi, samyak vijnanavan yogi, swatmanyeva kilam stitam, swatmanyeva kilam stitam, ekancha sarvam atmanam, ekancha sarvam atmanam. Ikshate jnana chakshusha. Atmaivedam jagat sarvam.
Atmaivedam
jagat sarvam. Atmanonyam na vidyate.
Atmanonyam na vidyate.
Mrido yadvat ghatadini. Mrido yadvat ghatadini swatmanam sarvamikshate.
Swatmanam sarvamikshate.
I don't know why they have a short even ikshate. Okay. Atmai vedam jagat sarvam.
Atmai vedam jagat sarvam.
Atmanonyanna vidyate. Atmanonyanna vidyate. Mrido yadvat ghatadini. Mrido yadvat ghatadini. Swatmanam sarvamikshate.
Swatmanam sarvamikshate.
Probably, I think this is a typo there that I probably passed on to you and the when I was typing it. There's a short form of that, but I know. Should be a...
Is it long?
It does. It should be long, yeah. In mine, there's a typo, and I probably pass that on to you. Do you have a short either for Ikshate?
We do on your type.
Yeah.
But in the book, it's me.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to make that a long E, and I'll correct it on the... I'm just seeing if there happens to be a second... No. Okay. Let me make my correction here. Actually, in this book that I have, I found quite a few typos. Okay. Do you see in the second line where it says Sarvam Ikshate? There's a short E there, Ikshate, on your...
Mm-hmm.
It should be long. It should be Sarvam Ikshate.
So the line goes to the front.
Yeah. And if you look in the verse that we just did, it's correct. Sarvam Atmanam Ikshate. You see that in the... in the verse that we just did, that long ikshate, this here,
mm-hmm.
I have a typo, and so please correct it in yours.
Oh, yes.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's chant it again. Atmai vedam jagat sarvam, Atmai vedam jagat sarvam, Atmanonyam navidyate. Atmanonyana vidyate mado yadvat katadini mado yadvat katadini swatmanam sarvamikshate swatmanam sarvamikshate. Cindy. Atma eva idam jagat sarvam Atmanaha anyat na vidyate mridaha yadvat gatadini swatmanam sarvam ikshate. Okay. Let's go through it. Atma eva idam jagat. Atma, nominative singular, eva, indeed, or alone, idam, and eva, indeed, alone, emphasis. Sometimes you don't translate it, but it has the sense of emphasis, or indeed or alone are often used. Okay, so atma, eva, idam, this jagat, this world. Atma alone is this world. Supplying the verb right now. Atma, because these are all in the nominatives, Atma alone is this world. Sarvam, for now everything. Atmanaha, all or everything. Atmanaha is in the fifth case, from the self. Or with anyat, do you see this? Anyat na. Sarvam atmanaha anyat na. Vidyate sarvam atmanaha anyat na. The tarka becomes na. Anyat na vidyate. When you have anyaha with the fifth case, it means any other than that. So I would say anything or all or with the na. This is what it's going to say. Now there is nothing other than that. Okay, so let's look at how they get that. Sarvam means all. Other than the self. I mean, there's nothing other than the self. Atmanaha anyat.
Is that one of these double negative things?
Yeah. Atman. Atma. Anyat Atma, other than the self, na vidyate. Instead of saying, there is not all other than the self, the sarvam with the na vidyate, there is nothing other than the self. Because all and nothing are the same, right? If you say, there is everything, or there is no thing. In either case, everything is being negated. But in English, you would say, there is nothing. Because of the na. If I said, sarvam vidyate, there is everything other than the self. If I say, sarvam na vidyate, vidyate means is. Sarvam na vidyate, there is nothing. Atmanaha anyat, other than the self. So that anyat means other, and with the fifth case, it would be other than, different than, right? Whatever is in the fifth case. So atmanaha anyat, other than the self. Sarvam na vidyate, there is nothing other than the self. Atma eva idam jagat. This entire world is the self alone. Idam jagat, this universe. Atma eva is the self alone. Sarvam atmanaha anyat na vidyate. There is nothing other than the self. Now, I suppose another way you could say, take that, and I'll see how they took it in the Bhashya. It's not going to make any difference, really. You could take the sarvam with the jagat, say, this entire jagat, you could take it like that also. The atma alone is idam jagat sarvam, is this entire jagat. Then just say, there is nothing other than the self. Other than the self, there is not. There is not other than the self. I prefer taking the sarvam with that. There is, because then that's obvious. There is nothing other than the self. So atma eva idam jagat. The atma alone is this jagat. Sarvam atmano anyat navidyate. There is nothing other than the self. Mriddha, now example. Mriddha. This is in the fifth case, and so you're going to bring the anyat from above over. Yadvat means just as. Or just like. Yadvat. Yadvat is the same as yatha. So yadvat. Ghata adini. Just as the pot, etc. Pot, you know, ghata is a pot. Just as a pot, etc. is not different from the clay. Not other than the clay. So, you know, when we use this vat or an example, you have to see what it's the parallel construction. The parallel construction here is everything, there is nothing other than the self, just like pot, etc., is not other than clay. So you bring the anyat navidyate over to understand the mriddha. So you would say, just as the pot, etc., is not other than, not different from clay. Mridha has in fifth case from mrit. Mrit from mrid. So fifth case is ablative case, and you're doing parallel construction with the anyat. Just as pots, etc., are not other than clay. Swatmanam sarvam ikshate. He, who the yogi, sees everything as his own self. Swatmanam. The swa, we say one's own self, but it's reflexive to the verb, to the subject. So if I say, the woman sees everything as herself alone. The man sees everything as himself alone. I see everything as myself alone. So the swa is going to be reflexive back to the subject. And here the subject is still the ongoing subject of the yogi. So he sees Swatmanam sarvam, everything as his own self. Swatmanam and sarvam being the accusative. So there's three statements here. First statement is, Atma eva idam jagat. The Atma alone is this creation, or this creation is the self alone. Sarvam atmano anyat navidyate. There is nothing other than the self. Mriddha yadvat gatadini, just like pots, etc., are not other than clay. Swatmanam sarvam ikshate, the yogi sees everything as his own self.
Could you do this? Could you do the third one again, please?
Swatmanam sarvam ikshate. He sees. Right, just ikshate, third person singular, ikshate, he sees, sarvam, accusative singular, he sees everything. Swatmanam, accusative singular, so they're in apposition. So he sees everything as his own self. Swatmanam, accusative singular.
Where is not other than the clay?
Do you see in the top line where it says sarvam atmanah atmano anyan navidyate? In this type of construction, which is used throughout Atmabodha, they will give an example to show what they mean by that. So here, they say in full, the full situation, there is nothing other than the Atma. Then below it says, just as pots from clay. But you have to fill in. Just as pots, etc., are not other than clay. So you take the words that are being used in the top example and bring them down. In English, we have to repeat. In Sanskrit, you don't have to repeat. Do you understand? Yeah. Everybody see it?
So what's the pot here?
Gutta. Gutta means a pot, is gutta, gutta. And adi means etc., beginning with pot. So whenever you use adi after a word, it's going to mean a whole set beginning with pot. So if you say gutta adi means beginning with pot, so it would be like a pot, a clay pot, a clay plate, a clay tumbler, a clay lump, a clay, anything clay. Any forms made of clay are nothing but clay. Like that, all of this entire creation is nothing but the Atma. Do you get it?
Could I just feedback to make sure I have this correctly? That they're right? Okay. So the first part is the Atma alone is this creation. There is nothing other than the self. And then the yogi, then just as pots are made from clay, the yogi sees everything as his own self.
You can say like that, but you're not quite in parallel construction.
Okay.
The parallel construction is this. But it works well, just as pots are made from clay. You can say that. There's no made there. But in English, it works well, and it's saying the same thing, as long as you understand that the parallel construction is, there is nothing other than the self, just as pots, etc., are not other than clay. Right? That's the parallel construction, though I think your translation is good. But when you make a translation that's a little different than what's being said there, you have to know what's being said there, and then you say it in English in a way that works.
So Swatmanam is oneself.
Oneself. See, like in the Bhasha, they'll do all this for you. In the Bhasha, it says yatha, just as. That means he's using for yadvat, yatha, because yadvat means yatha. Yatha means just as. Gutta, shara, adi, sharava, adi, a gutta, pot, a plate, etc., karyam, which are effects. So just as the effects, such as pot, plate, etc., mridaha, anyat nasti. They're providing that parallel, are not other than clay. Just as pots, plates, etc., which are karya, which are effects, are not other than clay. You see? That's why the Bhasha is so good, because it provides all of the missing pieces. And it says asti, if you know, how are they using vidyate? Vid also means to know. Well, vidyate means is. And so they use asti, which also means is. So you see they use the synonyms there. Okay? Let's chant it. Atmai vedam jagat sarvam. Atmai vedam jagat sarvam. Atmanonyan navidyate. Atmanonyan navidyate. Mido yadvat katadini. Mido yadvat katadini. Swatmanam sarvamikshate. Swatmanam sarvamikshate. Okay.